I'm Andy Tempty, and welcome to the Saturday Morning Muse. Start your weekend with me by exploring topics that span leadership, business management, education, and other musings designed to support your journey of personal and professional continuous improvement. In last week's Muse, I talked about my personal battle with the ebbs and flows of imposter syndrome. As a quick refresher, imposter syndrome is the self-doubt and negative self-talk that swirls in our minds after we've found success in life or at work. Put differently, those who suffer from imposter syndrome don't feel worthy of their achievements and the resulting accolades and respect that they are afforded by colleagues and the public. This week, I'd like to continue the conversation by adding more color to the frequently asked question, Andy, you seem so confident. How do you overcome feelings of imposter syndrome and self-doubt? Well, to start, I am confident, but I can also feel weakness and vulnerability. Under the surface, I am much more complicated than the labels that are ascribed to me by both myself and by others. As humans, we want to categorize ourselves. We place labels on people and put them into boxes. This behavior is a natural extension of our brain's sorting mechanisms that attempt to simplify the vast complexity that surrounds us. Put simply, the brain is a pattern recognition and estimation engine. All this mental sorting and simplification that our beautiful minds perform leads to the initiation and calcification of unconscious biases. So much bias lives up here. And if you want to learn more, I encourage you to go to Public Broadcasting System, or PBS. And last May, they had a two-part series on the brain. Absolutely fascinating. For example, people who have seen me rocking out on stage in front of 2,000 people or see my public author, podcaster, former CEO persona, they put me in the confident, outgoing people person box in their minds. Those same people are then shocked when they learn that at my core, I'm highly introverted and second-guess myself all the time. Their brains have a difficult time dealing with this apparent inconsistency, which is a direct result of an unconscious bias that was formed from seeing only one or two sides of the complex human that is me. You see, we live our lives on messy, non-linear spectrums of competing emotions and psychological constructs. Examples of these spectrums, or spectra, technically, are introversion versus extroversion, or passion versus measure, confidence versus self-doubt, selfishness versus selflessness, determination versus curiosity, and courage versus timidity, just to name a few. I can be passionate in one setting and measured in another. I can be selfish in one context and selfless in another. Our individuality and uniqueness stems from the fact that no two combinations of point estimates along these spectra is the same, much like our fingerprints and the outer ear, which, by the way, are not the same in any human. However, we get ourselves into trouble when we can't or won't accept that we dance along a continuum of thought and emotion. We get into trouble when we assume that we are either one thing or another. We're either strong or we're weak. We get into trouble when we try to live up to the standards of inauthentic labels and won't afford ourselves the grace that's necessary as we move along these myriad psychological spectra depending on our situation and our environment. This is the main premise of my first book, Balancing Act, that we are continually striving for balance along these psychological lines. Oh, and as a quick aside, I know that I'm using terminology that may be foreign to some. The term spectrum in this setting refers to a range or series that extends between one extreme and its opposing extreme. The example is deep extroversion versus deep introversion. So, Andy, how do you overcome imposter syndrome and self-doubt? Well, in last week's Muse, introduced the concept of living my personal purpose, which is to teach, coach, mentor, and inspire. If I'm living my personal purpose in both life and work and striving toward my long-term personal vision, then the likelihood that I feel unworthy of my successes is reduced because my success is more genuine to me and, no pun intended, purposeful. So, if natural feelings of unworthiness and self-doubt creep in, I can remind myself that my success didn't come out of nowhere, but was instead the result of planning, skill, and hard work. To bolster my personal purpose, I've also identified a few words that I live by, which are outlined in Part 4 of my first book, Balancing Act. My words that I work diligently to put into action are calm, consistent, persistent, thoughtful, agile, and industrious. If you go through this exercise, you will have a very different set of words. Some one or two might be the same, but they will be unique to you. My words are behaviors that I've defined for myself, and they are treated as verbs. I strive to be calm, consistent, be persistent, thoughtful, agile, and industrious. They represent additional tools in my emotional intelligence toolkit that I use to support my personal purpose, my vision, and my roadmap. Said just a little bit differently, if I'm consistently turning the words I live by into action, living my purpose, and working toward achieving the long-term vision I've established during periodic personal planning exercises, then this success that I achieve is earned, and I have a much easier time accepting it. Note that I said easier. The feelings of doubt and unworthiness are not fully eliminated, but they are much more controllable in their duration and their acuity. This journey of defining purpose, vision, the words I live by, and other tenets of my personal continuous improvement journey have allowed me to bolster and support a sense of self-belief and worth that I would not have if I hadn't engaged in this work. I encourage everyone to go through a similar set of exercises and adopt a lifelong learning and continuous improvement mindset. It's never too early or too late to take the first steps. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful weekend as you recharge for the week ahead.